This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, we live in a world of vanity. And today's show, the whole 2 hours is dedicated to one subject and one subject only, and that's acne. You know, we're not just saying teenage acne. We're not just saying adult acne. We're talking about acne in general today. I've gotten emails from people over the past few years asking me to do a show about acne. And most recently, I received an email from a young lady named Kelly who explained that she is in her 30s and suffers from adult acne on her face. It's very bad. And she's had it for many, many years now. And this is a frustrating situation. I've had friends who have suffered from acne when I was young, and it's a tough thing because you can't hide it. It's right there on your face, and it hurts people both emotionally as well as physically. So we're going to be doing a complete 2 hours on acne. The first hour we're going to have Jim Marlowe on, the fellow who gave us the three shows on eating complementary to your metabolism and genetics. Later in the show, we're going to have naturopath Dr. Jared Scowron on, and we're going to try to traverse as much as we can to explore what can be done, where does it come from, this situation called acne. So we'll get started right away with Jim Marlowe. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine, Carl. Thanks for having me on again.
Now, you've worked with people who have had acne. Now, that may not be the primary reason that they arrive at your doorstep, but it was one of the things that they suffered from, correct?
Yes, and I have worked with people who had as their primary concern that they had acne, and they sought my help to learn what they can do, nutrition and other lifestyle factors that they can do to help themselves overcome the acne.
In your opinion, what causes acne?
I think there's many different factors that can contribute to the manifestation of acne. There is not one specific cause. There are always causes. I think that it's very important to take a holistic approach always to these conditions. I mean, acne is basically a symptom. It's a symptom of deeper things going on.
Exactly.
What are some of those deeper things going on? Well, on a very fundamental level, too many toxins and not enough nutrients. There's obviously dysfunction at the cellular level, and the cells of the skin are especially affected. But the question needs to be asked. I mean, what do the skin cells need in order to be healthy and happy?
Does that differ by different people have different requirements?
Sure, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses, our imbalances. I've yet to meet a perfect human being, and we come into this world with some genetic strengths, and we come into this world with some areas that are less than strong for us, and for some people, certain organs and glands of their body are more sensitive to the availability of nutrients. They're more sensitive to the insult of various toxins than other organs and systems in the body. And some people, the skin is very sensitive. The skin is like a barometer for their self-care. How well are you nourishing yourself? How well are you getting the rest of your self-care? One of the basic lifestyle factors that I've seen always either worsen acne or other skin problems or make it better is a good night's sleep. getting a good night's sleep is just absolutely essential for having healthy skin.
Why is that, Jim?
Well, it's while we sleep that the body really becomes healthier. It's while we sleep that our body does its deepest repair and regeneration work, and of course that's ongoing. And if you're not getting good quality sleep, or if your tendency is to stay up really late at night, you know, that affects the quality of your sleep. You know, sleep is a huge issue. It's not just a quantity of sleep issue, it's a quality of sleep issue. And I've learned over the years the value of an old adage that I think came out of naturopathic medicine, which is that an hour of sleep before midnight is worth at least 2 hours of sleep after.
You know, I'm with you on this one. As a matter of fact, when I first became a zealot for my own health, one of the things I insisted on was being in bed by 9:30 the latest, because I wanted to get 2 hours sleep before midnight, because I'm a firm believer in that. And that's when I started to change my life. I dropped over 100 pounds over a few years, and I know a lot of people have done it faster than that, but I also was getting stronger, and I was going through a recomposition phase. And when I didn't sleep well, everything hit the wall, everything.
Yeah, well, what you did going to bed earlier by 9 or 9:30, that was conducive to you having a healthier circadian rhythm, which is going to affect your hormones. And I'm sure one of the things that helped you lose weight and gain strength was you were releasing growth hormone more efficiently and very likely more of it, and that helped to burn fat and build muscle for you.
What about hormones? You opened the Pandora's box here. Kelly writes in her email that she asked her physician for a hormone panel, and he said that would be a waste of time. Was he right?
Well, you know, the medical establishment acknowledges that, you know, one of the factors that is involved in acne is that there's a sensitivity, increased sensitivity to the skin of androgen hormones, you know, the sex hormones, and that can definitely be an aggravating factor. But
is that because androgens have been known to cause an oily sebaceous response in the skin?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I would really emphasize to Kelly to take a holistic approach to freeing yourself of the acne. The acne is a symptom, and you want to focus on improving your overall self-care. Of course, nutrition is a big part of that, but whatever is good for the whole body is going to be good for your skin and helping you realize freedom from the acne. But I think the biggest mistake people make when they have health problems, they have symptoms that get a specific label put on them, and then you buy into that label, and you think of just in terms of acne. What can I take for acne?
You know,
what's good for acne?
That is
and
such a good point.
That's mostly a modern Western medicine allopathic approach, where you divide the body into parts and systems and symptoms, and you focus on the skin as if the skin is separate from the rest of the body, especially the skin on the face. You know, the blood goes everywhere. You know, lymphatic fluid is everywhere throughout the body. The quality and quantity of protein, fats, and carbohydrates you're consuming every day are going to affect every cell of your body. And as I was saying a few moments ago, in some people, the skin is especially sensitive to their self-care. One of the fundamentals for addressing any type of health problem has to do with what I covered in our previous sessions together, which is eating high-quality food that's in harmony with your metabolism. To me, that's just fundamental in helping people overcome any type of health problem. More specifically, I want to emphasize, I have found from my experience that when people eat more fresh, truly fresh, not frozen, not canned, but truly fresh, organic, truly organic, or even better, biodynamic food that is raw and in harmony with their metabolism, that makes the biggest impact. I have seen that the more people eat truly fresh, truly organic, or as I said, biodynamic and raw food that is in harmony with their metabolism, everything in the body starts working better. And I've seen chronic skin problems, including acne, clear up in a matter of weeks. Sometimes it takes longer, months, but you're moving in the right direction and you know it. I think the raw food issue is a really big issue in regard to acne, and giving attention to some nutritional differences between what is right for carbo types or mixed types or protein types. One of the most powerful foods, in fact, the most powerful food for carbo types with acne is drinking fresh organic vegetable juice every day. That includes
let's do
leafy
this.
Greens.
We have to take a break. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Let's stay where we are. You know, organic vegetable juices. When we come back, I want to pick up right where we're leaving off. We're talking with Jim Marlowe. This entire show is dedicated to acne. We want to try to help those people out there who are suffering with acne to rid their lives of it for once and for all. It's an important subject. If you've never had acne, you cannot imagine how painful it can be emotionally to have it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 250
57% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to mention that the 14th, this coming Monday, Primordial Performance is releasing a pre-sale of their new Andro Series version 3. If you think the last Andro Series was insanely effective, wait until you see what Eric Potratz has up his sleeve now. You don't want to miss this Monday's show. You know, when we were going into the break, Jim Marlowe instinctively said something that is so important that I really feel the need to reiterate it, okay? And I am by no means an authority in this area, but it always comes back to this. No matter what your symptoms are, there is a deeper problem. The symptoms may be what gets your attention. That's the body's job. The body's job is to put it in your face, no pun intended, that you're doing something wrong to get your attention. This is nothing more than an alarm system. You know, I had an old Mercedes, Jim, and the front wheels would always be covered in this black, thick, sooty dust. And I remember I used to armor all the rims, the mag rims, to try to keep the dust from sticking. And it always stuck. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. I learned, unfortunately, one day on a long drive that my calipers were stuck. And I was eating up my brake pads so rapidly that it was producing this thick soot all over my front wheels. This is a perfect example. I was focusing on the rims, trying to keep them shiny. I wasn't thinking deeper about why is this soot even here in the first place? I mean, it's the same thing that you just said, that usually if someone is suffering from acne, they will go after a remedy for acne, not realizing that what they really need to be looking at is a much deeper issue.
Yes, of course, always. But America is a quick fix culture. We look for quick fix solutions in regard to our personal health, in regard to the economy, politics, and that's a mentality that is highly pervasive.
Exclusively American, it really is. Unfortunately, but okay. So you're talking about green juicing. Why is that so important? The enzymes?
Sure, the enzymes, the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, but juicing leafy green vegetables, especially for carbotypes, but also mixed types, it has a cleansing and healing effect on the body. You know, chlorophyll, which is at the center of all leafy greens, chlorophyll is cleansing and healing for the body, and fresh organic vegetable juice is the most powerful food medicine I know of for people with carbotype metabolism, to strengthen them where they tend to be metabolically weak, to balance them where they tend to be metabolically out of balance. For protein types, though, the most powerful food that I've seen really help people to overcome acne and just produce a healthier skin and a glow to their skin is raw meat. Raw meats of various kinds. Raw meats, fresh raw meats from healthy, humanely raised animals. And for people who are in mixed type metabolism, some of both, of course, because mixed types are people that basically have a balanced need for both high quality plant food nutrition and animal food nutrition.
You know, one of the things I took away from the series that we did was those foods that when I eat one, I feel like I want to eat the whole bag of them.
Yes.
That is the sign that those are not for me, because I would be satisfied with a small, reasonable amount, and I would be happy with, like I am when I have dark meat chicken as opposed to chicken breast.
Yes.
I mean, I really learned from that show. I really that made it so, like, I had an aha moment. Let's talk about raw meat just for a second.
Sure.
We've espoused raw food on this show for some 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like it. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but it is not always realistic for me to eat raw meat. What if someone cannot eat raw meat? Is a slightly
what's the word I'm looking for? You know, browned meat, you know, low temperature, seared meat. Yeah. Is that acceptable?
Yes, it is. You do the best you can. And if having truly, totally raw meat is not going to be practical for you to do, well, then you do what is practical for you to do. You know, it's just a matter of doing the best you can. And you know, the more you do your best, the better your best becomes.
Yeah, that's true. Because you take it a step at a time.
Yeah.
What about bacteria? Does bacteria truly play a role? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of theories. Bacteria, inflammation. Are these part of the problem, or are they just what you're grabbing for straws? They really mean nothing.
They're all part of the symptom complex. You know, the inflammation is a response to cellular injury, to tissue injury, and as we were saying in our conversation before the show started. The bacteria will go to where there is an environment conducive to them proliferating. Ah. You know, I'm a strong believer in the teachings of the physician research scientist from the late 19th century, Antoine Bichamp. I believe he was the real genius of that period, not Louis Pasteur.
I agree with him.
And Antoine Bichamp taught that the terrain is everything, the organism is nothing.
Right.
Well, you know, what he was really saying is that organisms, in particular microbes, really only exist and proliferate and become harmful to health when there is an environment that's conducive to microbes proliferating in a way that is antagonistic to our health. You know, of course, there are microbes that we want to have proliferating in our body, in our intestines, the probiotic organisms, the friendly bacteria, as they're also called, you know, the lactobacilli and the bifidobacteria that are absolutely essential for having healthy intestines, having a healthy GI tract. You know, we do have, when we're healthy, we do have more bacterial cells in and on our body than we actually have eukaryotic cells, which are our human cells. And it's so important to have appreciation for that one of the major medical treatments for acne is to use antibiotics.
Right.
to kill the bacterial component of what is causing the symptoms, but you can cause a lot of damage to your overall health by accepting that type of treatment. And it's, in my experience, it doesn't resolve the problem in the long run. It gives you temporary relief from the symptoms.
Right.
And you pay a big price for that in the long run. You can set yourself up for a lot of serious
lifelong problems, digestive problems alone, which can become lifelong from a single regimen of antibiotics. Let's talk about this for a second. Crispin Sullivan, who's been on my show numerous times, talked about the three things that are common in centenarians. They have normally functioning thyroids. They all go to sleep fairly early and get good night's sleep, and they all have robust gut and intestinal flora. In fact, they have some, what do they call them? Coliforms? Is that what they call them? For the probiotics, is it called coliform?
I'm not sure, Carl.
Okay, they have evidence of certain gut and intestinal flora that the general population does not have, because their gut and intestinal flora is so healthy, has been healthy for so long, that it starts to manifest totally new species, if you will, of gut flora. And these are the three things that centenarians have in common.
Yeah.
So you cannot discount. We really abuse our digestive tract when we really think about it. And this potentially could be leading to. Now, abuse doesn't mean you're drinking something caustic like battery acid. It could just be as simple as you're eating foods that your body doesn't like you to eat.
Or consuming the four substances that people most commonly consume that cause metabolic turmoil in the body. I've been teaching people for almost as long as I've been doing nutrition and health counseling on a professional level, which is 26 years, almost since the very beginning, doing nutrition and health counseling, I've been teaching people about the value of avoiding what I call the CATS. CATS, C-A-T-S, that's my acronym for caffeine, alcohol, trans fats, and sugar. The four most common substances, I believe, people routinely, insidiously poison themselves with.
Yeah. Now, naturally occurring sugar, like in raw milk, you have no problem with.
No.
You're talking about refined sweeteners.
Right. Refined and processed sugars, and even more than that is refined carbohydrates in general. White flour products and concentrated sources of sweeteners, especially sweeteners that have been pasteurized, like, you know, maple syrup and
honey that's been heated.
Very good.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course, the worst of them, as far as concentrated sweeteners, for a number of reasons, including, I think a lot of people aren't aware of this, but it's an insidious source of mercury residues, is high fructose corn syrup.
Really? There's mercury in HFC?
Yeah, mercury is introduced in the high fructose corn syrup in one of the processing steps.
Oh, the step to transition it to fructose, in other words.
I don't know what step, but in the processing, there is some mercury used in the processing of high fructose corn syrup.
That just baffles me. You know what? Thimerosal in vaccines, yeah. Mercury in industrial processes to produce food. It baffles me, because if your child takes a mercury thermometer to school and drops it on the floor, they will clear the school out and call a hazmat team in for a droplet of mercury, yet they use it in food processing, and they inject it in us in the form of thimerosal, which is 50% mercury.
Well, even more than that, I mean, they put it in your teeth and they leave it there
I'm actually working on getting rid of that right now.
Of treating a cavity, and that's an area that I'd really like to get into, because I think a insidious source of toxicity and infection
is
in
the
body that a lot of people overlook, and typically they will not hear this. They will not hear anything about this from conventional doctors or conventional dentists. Is the dental treatments that you've had for addressing various tooth conditions. You know, having mercury amalgam fillings in your mouth is going to be a chronic source of toxic stress that's going to affect your whole body, because, you know, mercury is highly toxic, and it does leach out of the fillings, and it can damage your intestinal ecology, it can damage your immune system, and it can be a causative factor for acne and other skin problems.
Well, we're gonna come back and talk more about this. I want to talk about the mouth in general, because I know that's one of the things you want to discuss next. So
right. We're
talking with Jim Marlow. Jim, how do people get in touch with you? I know you have Riff and the Remedy at
gmail.com.
It's RIFF and the Remedy.
Yeah, ANDTHERMEDY, riffandtheremedy@gmail.com, or my phone number is 773-506-7247.
Okay.
773-506-7247.
There you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today, and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I want to remind everybody that my listeners get an additional 5% off the already low prices at orbitnutrition.com. That even includes the blowout items like their daily deals. Just use the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5 to get an additional 5% off over at orbitnutrition.com. Check them out. My guest this hour, Jim Marlowe. Later in the show, Dr. Jared Scourin, naturopath. We will be talking about, later in the show, naturopathic remedies, specifically, so that you can avoid any type of pharmaceuticals that are dangerous, like Accutane. My God, don't ever take Accutane, please. It's a horrible, horrible drug. Anyway, let's get back into this. I know you want to talk about the mouth, important subject. In fact, more and more information is now starting to circulate, and more people believe that the mouth and even the bacteria in the mouth plays a larger role in the etiology of some diseases. So what should people know about mouth bacteria and mouth health in general as it relates to the symptoms of acne?
Well, I think it has more to do, Carl, with what conventional dental treatments they have had that are creating chronic stress on their body because of the insidious toxicity and infection that are related to these conventional dental treatments. I've learned to always ask people that I work with about the conventional dental treatments they've had and consider those as possible causative or at the very least contributing factors to the chronic health problems that they have. I work in very close association with a dentist who practices with holistic awareness, and what that really means is that she considers how dental procedures and materials are going to affect the whole body, and they will. And believe it or not, conventional dentists do not consider how the procedures and the materials that they are using are going to affect the whole body, which is actually crazy, and it's most people would probably be just incredulous with disbelief that that's the case. But how else can you justify the fact that so many conventional dentists will actually put mercury-containing fillings into your mouth? And the American Dental Association and the FDA, they do acknowledge that the mercury does come out of the fillings. It comes out of the fillings during placement. It comes out of the fillings when you chew. It comes out of the fillings when you brush. It comes out of the fillings when you grind your teeth. But they say that, you know, not enough mercury comes out of the fillings hurt anybody. Well, they have no research. They have no science to prove that. That's a business policy. And that's basically propaganda. But most people buy into it. And at least anybody who allows a mercury filling to be put in their teeth and then left there. But this is absolutely crazy because, you know, what amount of mercury is conducive to health? I mean, one atom of mercury will kill one cell, including one brain cell. You know, mercury is especially neurotoxic. You know, why mercury was used in fillings in the first place had nothing to do with what was healthy. It just had to do with what was functional, what was practical, what was cheap, and it's been around a long time. And the American Dental Association really developed.
They own the patent on amalgam fillings. The
AMA, the copper amalgam fillings.
They own the patent on it. That's why they continue to promote it. I know a lot of dentists that refuse. My dentist that I just started going to, He hasn't worked with amalgam in 10 years. He refuses to even keep it in his office.
Well, that shows very good sense.
And we've done shows on amalgam fillings and the problems with them. And even the problems with removing them, deciding to have them removed requires a lot of planning. You should only have one or two removed maybe per month. And you have to take very specific steps.
Well, there's another approach to it, but dentist that I work with who practices with holistic awareness, her name is Dr. Lena Garcia, and she has a website. I still don't have a website, but she's got a website. Her website is drlenagarcia.com. It's drlinagarcia.com. And, in fact, I'm currently working on a book with Dr. Garcia. And, that's been a 2-year project, and hopefully we'll have it done before the end of this year.
Okay, so obviously what has been done in your mouth could contribute to toxicity, which in your particular case, the pathway that your body deals with this toxicity, the symptom could be acne. In somebody else,
sure,
it could be something totally different. But
you got
nonetheless,
it, Carl. Very good.
Nonetheless, that's why maybe some people are dealing with acne. Now, let's talk about something else. You said something to me that was pretty shocking when we talked about the upcoming show. You said that when you work with people who have acne, just getting to try a unique thing that is counterintuitive. Everything out there for acne tells us that we should be scrubbing our faces with benzoyl peroxide,
right,
with abrasive cleaners, and then applying lotions and creams and antibacterial modalities to keep the skin pristine and clean. And then you turn around and tell somebody, I don't want you to wash your face?
Leave your skin alone is basically what I say. Yeah. Let your skin breathe and stop applying products to it. And when people do this, and this can be very difficult for a woman to do, but when she does this, within a day or two, she notices that her skin is less red, it's less irritated, it feels better. So we grow up in a culture where we're indoctrinated to believe that, you know, whenever there's a problem, we need to do something, we need to take something, we need to do something special, you know, and sometimes that has value. You know, there is a place for that. But remember, the body knows how to be healthy. It wants to be healthy. The body's always striving toward healing health. Your skin knows how to be healthy. It needs to be nourished properly, and you need to remove obstacles to health. And I think obstacles to healing acne are all these products that women especially use, or, you know, when they're going out, if they do have acne, they'll put on some cover-up makeup.
Yeah, foundation,
you know,
makeup,
and,
right.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that makes it more difficult for the skin to cleanse itself, and it makes it more difficult for the skin to breathe. So, yeah, it's, you know, it doesn't cost anything
to
your skin alone.
So let me get this straight. You want people with acne to experiment with the possibility of not washing their face for how long? A day at a time, 2 days at a time, or indefinitely? How long?
Yeah, just let your skin breathe initially, and then you know, just use water. Just use water and just, you know,
I can't imagine you mean tap water, do you?
No, that would be, you know, at least Chlorine-filtered water, even more extensively filtered water would be great.
Distilled water is a dollar a gallon. You could take distilled water and do it the old-fashioned way like they did in the Western movies. Get a basin, put some water in a basin, and splash your face with it.
Yeah, and then just, gently pat the skin with a clean, dry towel. But just give your skin an opportunity to breathe and give your skin an opportunity to actually express some of the toxicity that needs to come out through the skin. Be very careful with what you put on your skin. In fact, one of my teachings is that other than soap, and be very careful with the quality of soap you use, but other than soap, don't put it on your skin unless you can eat it.
Okay? Okay.
That is my standard for what I put on my skin. But, if you can eat it, then it's fine to put on your skin. Because if you put it on your skin, it can absorb into your skin and eventually get into your bloodstream. So be very careful with what you put on your skin.
I use Castile soap. I can eat Castile soap.
Dr. Bronner's?
No, I actually, there's a fella here in town named Paul Brown. He has a website called Earthy Browns. I love his soaps. He adheres to the original approach to making Castile soap.
Okay.
It's you can eat it. Like you just said, if you wanted to bite it and eat it, you could.
Yeah. That'd be a bit too alkaline, though.
Well, I don't want to eat it, but the idea is that it's nothing but olive oil and they use lye, I guess, to make it and then blah, blah, blah. But anyway.
Carl, would you allow me to get back to the toxic teeth issue?
Oh, of course. Well, let's do this. Let's do this then. Let's take our last commercial break and we'll finish up on that. We'll take an early break instead of, because I have a listener question on Facebook that I need to read to you. We're talking with Jim Marlowe. If you want to get in touch with him, you can email him at riff@theremedy.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone
testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little bit later in the show, we'll have Dr. Jared Scowron on. He'll be weighing in on naturopathic approaches to dealing with acne. Right now, we're talking with Jim Marlowe. Jim wants to get back into the importance of oral health. What do you want to talk about the mouth, Jim?
Well, my very close friend, Dr. Lena Garcia, who practices with holistic awareness, she would call someone with mercury amalgam fillings or other type of metal restorations, and people with root canals, she would say that that person has a dirty mouth. And another way of describing it is those are toxic teeth that can definitely affect your whole body. And Dr. Garcia especially has emphasized to me that she believes, or she's seen, her clinical experience has taught her that root canal teeth can definitely be a causative factor for acne and other skin problems. Again, for
so
the
what, so what do you do? Pull the tooth?
Well, yeah, ideally, that's if it's affecting your whole body, ultimately that's what you need to do, and then you replace it with a bridge or a partial denture.
But the problem is to put a pontic in, which is what you're talking about, a single tooth bridge. They usually want to grind down the tooth in front and back, and sometimes they want to root canal one of those.
No, well, there's no ideal solution here.
Right.
But when a root canal procedure is done to a tooth, it saves the tooth from being pulled, and the tooth is functional for chewing purposes, and it looks fine when you smile. But when a root canal procedure is done to a tooth, if the tooth is not already dead, the dentist is killing your tooth.
Right.
And now you've got a dead tooth in your mouth. And after a root canal procedure is done, that tooth will always become an environment conducive to harboring chronic infection and toxicity that comes from the infection. Because dead tissue will ring the bell for the very aggressive strains of microbes in the environment that have as their job in the cycle of life to basically decompose dead things.
Yeah, like shark in bloody water.
Yes. Oh, that's an appropriate analogy, Carl. But the types of bacteria and other microbes that are found in root canal teeth are anaerobic organisms. They're living in an oxygen-free environment, and these anaerobic organisms produce some highly toxic metabolic waste products. Any living creature, any living organism, will produce its own metabolic waste. It's just as a natural byproduct of producing energy and being alive. And the metabolic waste that's produced by these anaerobic strains of microbes can be highly toxic to the body, and they can cause a whole boatload of different systemic problems because they can leach out of the root canal teeth, and they can be causative factors for a number of health problems, as I mentioned, including skin problems such as acne. So what I said all that to say this, okay, if you do have what Dr. Garcia calls a dirty mouth, if you do have any toxic teeth, there's a very simple practice that you can do on a daily basis to help pull out some of the infection and toxicity from your teeth and gums, for that matter, and it's the practice of oil pulling. Do you know about this, Carl?
No, what is it?
Oil pulling is a practice that's been around a long time. It came out of Ayurvedic medicine, which is the system of medicine that started in India about 5,000 years ago. Anyway, oil pulling is the practice where you take a good quality oil, especially first thing in the morning, But you could also do this in between meals and before bedtime. But you take a good quality oil in your mouth, about a tablespoon, a little bit more, a little bit less, depending on how big your mouth is. But anyway, you take about a tablespoon of oil, and you basically work it around your mouth like a mouthwash. And you make sure your teeth and gums get good and coated, and you work it around your mouth more gently rather than vigorously. Use your tongue to kind of push it up to the roof of your mouth, and just work it around in your mouth for at least 5 minutes. And then you spit it out. You spit out the oil. Never swallow the oil. Always, you spit it out very thoroughly. Then you rinse your mouth. And if you have any toxic teeth, you actually want to do it again. Do a second round where you take a fresh tablespoon of oil, and in the second round of oil pulling, or it could also be called oil swishing, you work the oil around in your mouth for, again, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes can be even better. But what this can do is this can help to pull toxicity and infection out of your teeth and gums, and it's just, it's good for just overall oral hygiene. It is just good for the health of the teeth and gums. This is a practice that I do every day. It's part of my lifestyle. I just always like the way my mouth feels after I do my oil pulling, which is what I do first thing in the morning. As far as what type of oil to use, I mentioned any good quality oil.
I would use coconut oil, because the first thing I do in the morning is eat coconut oil. So I can just take some extra and swish it around my mouth and spit it out a couple times. So.
Well, coconut oil can work. In Ayurvedic medicine, the oils that they recommend most of all are sesame oil and also sunflower oil. Oh. My favorite to use is actually sunflower oil, and the best quality sesame and sunflower oils I know of are from the company called Flora. You can get their oils from health food stores, or they have a website, florahealth.com, but they have an organic sesame oil. You don't want to get the toasted one. You want to get the raw organic sesame oil,
okay,
or their sunflower oil. But
Hey, Jim,
could use coconut oil. You could use olive oil. You could even use like raw butter and just let the butter melt
in your
mouth. And then
Jim, we're coming to the end of the show. We have like 5 minutes, and I have a listener question for you.
Okay.
His name is Raul Tejeda. I hope I pronounced that right, Raul. He said, can I ask Jim Marlowe, his wife, Raul's wife is 30 years old. They have 3 children. She suffers from acne. She has been on low-carb paleo style of eating due to her undiagnosed food sensitivities to gluten and dairy for over a year now. She has lost weight, about 30 pounds, and is still losing slowly but surely. What else can she do to help control her acne, facial acne only? Keep up the good work. There you go.
All right. I would want to know, does she have any toxic teeth? And I would recommend that if she does, or even if she doesn't, I would recommend that she start doing some oil pulling. The practice of oil pulling is a practice you can't go wrong with. And as far as other things that she could do, is she using any type of personal care products? You know, if she is, I would recommend that she take a break from them and let her skin breathe. Leave the skin alone for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's kind of tough to answer that question more specifically. But you know, in the way of individual nutrients, I mean, there's no doubt that vitamin A, in the way of the vitamins, vitamin A is the most important vitamin for skin health. It's the most important vitamin for the health of epithelial cells. Epithelial cells are the cells that line the body, the outside and also the inside of the body. And those are some of the most rapidly dividing cells in the body. And vitamin A is the vitamin that I call the Rodney Dangerfield of vitamins. It gets
no
respect. No, it doesn't. You know, vitamin A is so taken for granted, but really in many ways you can make a strong case that of all the essential vitamins, A, B complex, C, D, E, including vitamin D, which has been the superstar vitamin the last few years, it's been in the spotlight, but vitamin A is really the most important vitamin for growth and development for the immune system. The most important vitamin for the immune system is vitamin A. It's not vitamin C. It is vitamin A.
Okay, I want you to weigh in on this. We've had the doctor, I can't think of his name right now, from the Vitamin D Council. He warns people to be careful of ratios of D to A. Mm-hmm. I currently take 10,000 D a day, and I take 10,000 A 2 to 3 times a week. Do you think that's an adequate amount? I'm talking about active vitamin A, by the way, not retinol. I mean, not beta carotene. Do you think that's adequate? 30,000 units a week versus 70,000 units of D a week?
Well, as far as supplemental vitamin A, Carl, that may be fine for you. It depends on how much vitamin A you're getting from your food. You know, the richest food source of vitamin A, especially for a protein type like yourself, would be liver. Do you ever eat liver at all?
I haven't been because it grosses Elisa out.
Okay.
So I haven't
been.
But I used to eat liver once a week. So.
Well, you know, in regard to the vitamin D, be careful with vitamin D because, you know, everybody needs some vitamin D. But for people with protein type metabolism, and you identified yourself as a protein type in our previous shows, you know, too much vitamin D will actually work against your metabolic efficiency.
Okay.
In fact, one of the pioneering researchers in human metabolism and human nutrition, Dr. George Watson, who wrote a classic book on nutrition back in 1972 called Nutrition in Your Mind, you know, Dr. Watson recommended 7,500 units of vitamin D a day. This is back in 1972 he's making this recommendation. He recommended 7,500 units of vitamin D a day for carbotypes for general health purposes. He recommended 5,000 units of vitamin D a day for mixed types for general health purposes, and he recommended no supplemental vitamin D for protein types.
Yeah, but you know why that doesn't make sense to me? A protein type would, in the right climates, would get a lot of sun. So he's going to get...
Well, wait a second. But, you know, the protein types are the people that would have evolved in the more northern latitudes of the world. You know, the Greenland Eskimos were protein types. The Native Americans in northern Canada...
Yeah, but I'm European. I mean, I'm European, so...
But, you know, this is supplemental vitamin D. You will get vitamin D from some sun exposure. You will get vitamin D from eating butter. You'll get it from eating liver. You'll get it from eating fish and seafood. And there's even, you know, some vitamin D in egg yolks. So you will get it from some foods. But what Dr. Watson was emphasizing was you don't want to take any isolated amounts of supplemental vitamin D. Now, I'm not, you know, I don't agree with that entirely. I'm just stating that as a reference point. Now, here's a man who is recommending 7,500 units of vitamin D for carbotypes, you know, 40 years ago.
Right.
And so he was on to something.
Very progressive.
He acknowledged, he definitely saw that vitamin D was especially valuable in much higher amounts than the 400 units of vitamin D. It's been the RDA for a long time for people with carbotype metabolism and mixed type metabolism, but he did not find supplemental vitamin D to be helpful for people with protein type metabolism.
Jim, please plug your email and your phone number again.
Okay, thanks, Carl. My email address is riffandtheremedy@gmail.com, and that's spelled riffandtheremedy @gmail.com. And then my phone number, if you'd like to schedule a personal consultation with me, is 773-506-7247.
There you go. Listen, Jim, as always, thanks so much for making time to come on the show.
You're very welcome, Carl, and it was fun.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Jared Scowron on, and we're going to discuss this again from a different angle, from a naturopathic approach. Again, the whole show today is dedicated to acne. We're going to help you get rid of it, hopefully. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Our guest this hour is going to be Dr. Jared Skowron. He's a naturopath. You know him. He is the author of 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, the complete guide to safe, effective treatments for childhood's most common ailments. Great book. An important book, by the way, because children are the most susceptible to the epigenetic effects of the drugs that doctors want to prescribe for them today. And Dr. Skowron gives you lots of solutions to lots of things to avoid your child from being exposed to lots of these drugs. How you doing, Jared?
Great, Carl. Good to be on the show again.
Yeah, this is an important subject, too. I've gotten emails over the years, and one very, very heartfelt one recently from a girl named Kelly who prompted me to put this two-hour show together dealing with acne. In your opinion, first of all, what causes acne?
You know, there's a few different causes of acne, and you can actually tell based on where it is on the body. Now, of course, most people get the facial acne, and I see two issues with that. The first off are food sensitivities. So if you're sensitive to certain foods, that will cause facial acne, and we've cured plenty of cases just by changing people's diet. When you look at teenagers and or anybody who works around grease, of course, cleanliness is an issue for some of those, but there's a happy medium. We got to be like Goldilocks, not too little and not too much. And the third problem, especially for people who have torso acne on the chest or on the back or on the neck, is when we start to look at imbalanced hormones.
Yeah, I mean, those of us who have been in the sports field for a while, especially if we've used any performance-enhancing drugs, we know that androgens that are sensitive to conversion to either estrogen or DHT through 5-alpha reductase especially,
right.
These tend to produce something that is affectionately known as bacne, which is,
yeah.
You know, zits. We used to call them quarter pounders with cheese on your shoulders and back. This clearly is hormonal and goes away usually with cessation of the products that are causing them. But is facial acne ever hormonally charged?
It can be sometimes, but you know, it's rarely that I see just hormones causing acne that's just on the face. Normally I'll see it down the neck. But even if you're not using substances like you're talking about, even people who have imbalanced hormone levels can have acne just from that. They don't need to be taking any other substances.
Women suffer from a disorder, and I'm going to try to pronounce it, and you're going to have to help me. Hirsutism, which is overproduction of certain androgens, correct?
Right.
And they generally get facial hair and acne. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So in that case, you have other signs of what's going on, and that can be tested for, right? You could test for these higher androgen levels.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you need to run your testosterone levels, and even women, you know, just because you're a woman, don't think that you don't have testosterone, because you do, not as much as a man. But if you're starting to get a mustache or a deeper voice, you have to have those testosterone levels checked right away. And the other hormone I like to check is called DHEA,
right,
which is available as a supplement. But the formed test is called DHEAS, which is DHEA sulfate.
Sulfate, right. Yeah. And obviously, both of those are aromatizing androgens and also are susceptible to the 5-alpha reductase. So either of those could convert to other downstream hormones that could precipitate acne. Now, let's talk about for a second the notion that acne is strictly a result of cleanliness and bacteria on the face. What do you think about that?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, you know, when we see in teenagers or people who get dirty a lot, that can be it. But bacteria aren't really causing the problem. They just happen to be there when other problems go around. I mean, if we tested our skin any time, we'd find plenty of bacteria on them. And it's not the extra growing bacteria. What's happening are changes to our pores because of internal inflammation. And the bacteria just tend to grow there. And that's why we see all these food sensitivities as part of the issue, because that's causing this low-grade inflammation. And the bacteria just find a home to grow.
So in other words, and I want to make sure I understand this, the inflammation causes the pore to close, and then the pore cannot exude, say, for instance, sebaceous fluids. Okay, so that becomes a pocket there, and that pocket then raises the skin. The skin becomes inflamed. This is when we see the redness around the little pustule, and that inflammation then attracts bacteria, because we have really what's happening is, you know, you have micro tears in the flesh, right?
Well, exactly. You know, and there's bacteria everywhere. And when they get caught in this closed pocket you're talking about, they're going to grow. I mean, they love dark, closed, warm spaces.
Yeah. Okay. So clearly what we see here is that while it is not causative, it is corollary as far as bacteria goes.
It's a secondary type of event. You know, just like when people get intestinal yeast infections after they take too many antibiotics. You know, we kill off our good flora, and the yeast are there, and so they grow in the space.
Why does acne generally go away at a certain age?
It really seems to have to do with the change in hormone levels. You know, when you're looking at teenagers and those hormones are going crazy, especially now with all the hormones that we have in our food and in our dairy, or people who might even be eating soy and kind of exposed to those kind of hormonal type phytoestrogens.
Estrogen, sure.
That's really why you see this peak at puberty. It's because of all the change in hormones as well as the actual change in the skin thickness that people get when they go through puberty.
Does gender play any role in acne? Do women get it more often than men, or is it pretty much an equal opportunity offender?
I definitely see it in all people. I don't have any statistics that say one or the other, but I really see a lot more women getting the hormonal acne. But when it comes to food sensitivity acne, anybody can get it, men and women together.
So regardless of why you have acne, whether it's hormonal, obviously hormone panels can be run. Now, Kelly, the email that Kelly sent to me that actually prompted me to go ahead and do this show finally, she actually asked her physician to run a hormone panel.
Yep.
And he said that it was a waste of time. Do you agree with that?
No, definitely not. What would hurt in getting some information? And how do you know where your estrogen level is, your testosterone level is? Or how do you know how much they're metabolizing? How do you know how your liver, I mean, it's our liver that processes these hormones. And what if you're toxic? Or what if your liver genetically just isn't moving these things along very well? Especially people who are really sensitive to caffeine. If you've got one glass, one cup of coffee and it keeps you up at night, your liver's not processing that. How do you know how it's processing your hormones until you take a look?
That really is a good point. And as we age, the landscape of the liver changes. I used to be able to drink like a fish.
Yeah.
Now a couple glasses of wine and I'm loopy.
Right.
So clearly the enzymes that used to dispose of alcohol when I was a young man are just not there any longer.
Exactly.
So that's really good. I want to just go a little bit long in this segment because Kelly took another approach with her doctor. She said to him, I'm reading from her email. I said I would like to get tested for PCOS. I guess that's polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. But he claimed because I am thin and don't have any other symptoms, it's also a waste of time. Do you have to be, can you not be thin and have polycystic ovary syndrome?
No. You can definitely be thin and have PCOS. There, people come in all shapes and sizes, and when we look at disease, what they teach in medical school is nobody reads the book about these, and people have so many different presentations of everything.
So really, you do have to take what this is part of my frustration with the medical orthodoxy in general, and I know that you are on my side of the fence when mm-hmm. I say this. Doctors very rarely take seriously what their patients tell them because they only look at epidemiology. They only say, well, no, that can't be because you fall into this group here, so you're wrong. And clearly the patient quite often knows more about how they feel and what may be precipitating it than the doctor does.
The patient always knows more about what they feel, and there's too many physicians who don't listen enough. And yes, the physicians have been educated about disease, but since the internet's come on board, people who have very specialized diseases will know more about them than their physician, unless the physician is a specialist in that. Because there's so much to learn, there's so much out there, and there's so much easy access to this info.
Yeah, I know. If anything, physicians ought to take advantage of it and let their patients diagnose their own diseases. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to start to discuss, as a naturopath, the steps that you take when you're treating somebody who has acne. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. Stay tuned. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ
DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, you can join the discussion by going to my Facebook page. Just look for Carl Lenore, L-A-N-O-R-E, and you can ask questions. Dr. Scourin is there now answering questions while he's doing the show. My goodness, a multitasker like myself.
No, it's fantastic. We've got a good couple of conversations going on your Facebook page.
And we need to bring those into the dialogue here so that the people who are not on Facebook or listening to the podcast can benefit from some of these questions. So before we start talking about naturopathic remedies, let's go ahead and address the two questions that are up there right now that you have been endeavoring to conversate about. First of all, Nick Williamelli, who goes as Nick Guggs on Facebook, was asking about Accutane. Accutane is a very dangerous drug, isn't it?
It is. There's been a lot of talk about it causing inflammatory bowel disease, and I actually have a few patients in their 30s who had really bad acne when they were a teenager. They went on Accutane, and now they've got ulcerative colitis and or Crohn's disease, and those are some serious conditions that affect your life.
Yes, yes. Is Accutane hormonally activated, or what a pathway does it work through?
You know, being a naturopath, I really don't. I don't prescribe those kind of drugs,
yeah,
so
true.
I would just have to take a look at it and figure out exactly what it does. I'm always using the natural kind of therapies. I believe it's a vitamin A analog, but I would really have to double check.
Oh, and thus the Accutane. Interesting. I'll look it up during the next break. Raul Tejeda, I asked his question to Jim Marlowe also about his wife losing a lot of weight, and he makes a statement that is something that I talk about from time to time, especially to women who lose large amounts of body fat rapidly, that it's taken decades for those fat cells to store up the phyto, the xenos, the toxins and all that. And then all of a sudden in 6 months, they're all releasing into the bloodstream at one time. And I'm a strong believer that undergoing a large amount of fat loss, especially for women, requires that you maintain all of detoxifying pathways,
right,
and use lots of detoxifiers to help your body deal with this onrush of toxicity. 10 years of stuff released in 3 months. Could this also precipitate acne?
I think so. And again, where does acne stem from? It stems from inflammation, when it's not a hormonal acne. And the body is creating inflammation when it responds to something that it doesn't recognize. So again, fat cells are where the body puts toxins. And when you're getting rid of the fat, you don't actually get rid of your cells, but the cell shrinks. And when the cell shrinks, it's going to push off whatever's in there, and the body's going to react to these toxins. And I saw a study by the EPA that took a group of quote-unquote healthy people, people without any diseases and such, and they biopsied their fat. Every person had over 90 different toxins, pesticides, plastics, you name it, and they thought they were healthy.
Our fat cells are the time capsules of everything that we come in contact that is unhealthy throughout our lifespan. I mean, there are toxins probably in fat cells that have not completely expunged what is in there from when we were in our 20s. And then all of a sudden you undergo this large amount of fat loss rapidly, and it all hits the liver and the body at one time.
Exactly.
What about Jim Marlowe? His attitude about acne is that treating acne in and of itself is a mistake. You must treat, and he likes the naturopathic approach, you must treat the body, because acne is nothing more than a symptom that something is wrong, and it really is just the way, the body's way of getting your attention and saying, hey, there's other things wrong. This is just one of the symptoms. This is not the problem.
It's exactly right. You know, we as humans are a responsive organism, and we've got this power inside of us that heals us. And anytime the body is encountering something it doesn't like, it's going to respond, and it's going to respond to try and balance itself out. And acne is a perfect example of that. You're changing your hormones. You're eating foods that have hormones in them, or something else is going wrong, and the body's going to inflame and try and get rid of it.
How about the introduction of the elimination diet, limiting the number of foods that somebody eats for a short period of time, taking out the known threats like glutens and so on and so forth, and starting from there with somebody? Is that an effective way nutritionally to start out to see where they're getting their nutritional problems from?
That's exactly the best place to start out. This is what I do with all of my patients with acne. It really helps about 80% of them. Now, taking out all those foods is sometimes hard for some people. Some people love going cold turkey and, you know, going on a nice vegetarian, maybe some fish and poultry kind of diet. But the number one food that's been researched is dairy products.
But, okay, so let's qualify that. You know, I'm a stickler for specificity when it comes to food, when we talk about food. Like when we talk about beef, I like to say if the problem is conventional beef or grass-fed beef, and quite often it's conventional beef, are we talking about conventionally produced milk, pasteurized milk? Are we talking about even raw unpasteurized dairy?
You know, I'm a believer that raw milk is fantastic. Unfortunately, the research doesn't differentiate between that. The research is just going to take whatever's on the shelf and take a look at these things.
Right.
And of course, you know, the majority of people are having homogenized, pasteurized, hormonized milk.
Poison.
Plus
chemicals in there. There's chemicals in there.
It's horrific.
Were you the one who told me this, or someone else? That someone was on the show one day and said that they have a friend who owns a company.
That was me.
That takes one amino acid out of the milk that they use for paste or something like that.
Exactly. They take milk, and of course it's already been processed, and they actually extract amino acids out from it so they can sell it for other things. So you're not even getting the protein that you think you're getting when you drink milk.
That's startling to me. I don't even know of an analogy that I can come up with that is even close to how sinister that is.
You know, yeah, it's horrific.
Okay, so you eliminate dairy. How long does it take when you start to go through the elimination diet to start to see changes?
You know, it all depends on what kind of symptoms you're looking for, but skin takes time to change. You know, skin's going to take at least a month to see any difference that you're looking for. So you really have to stick to this stuff. And it's, you know, if you are eating, you know, processed dairy that's on a shelf, you got to stop it all. You got to stop the milk. You've got to stop the cheese and the ice cream and the yogurt and the pudding. You've got to stop it all.
So what can you eat?
Well, you know, what I really like to do is push the goat. And so if people like to drink goat milk, there's the soy milk, there's the almond milk, there's the goat cheese.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to drink soy milk. I mean, just because of the way it's processed and the hormone, the potential for phytoestrogens and God knows what else. But
almond
milk is
good. Those kind of things that are pretty readily available nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, almond milk is good. What about grass-fed beef? Could they continue to eat that sort of stuff, or do they have to avoid beef as well?
No. Beef, even though it's inflammatory for a lot of people, it doesn't have that association with acne. So if they're eating the grass-fed beef, you can definitely do it. And, you know, if taking the dairy out of your diet works for you, I would definitely try reintroducing raw milk.
Yeah. I have a feeling, look, a conventionally grown beef is pro-inflammatory because of its high levels of omega-6s. Grass-fed beef, grass-fed beef is high in conjugated linoleic acid. It's high in omega-3s.
Right.
It's actually anti-inflammatory. I predict that if they do the elimination diet and then reintroduce natural forms of these frankenfoods that we eat today, like grass-fed beef, like raw unpasteurized milk, they'll find out that it wasn't the milk, it was the pasteurized milk that was the problem. It wasn't the beef, it was the factory farm raised beef and so on and so forth.
Well, exactly. I mean, back in the 1800s, before all this technology was invented, how many people had problems with acne?
How many people had problems with any chronic disease, Jared?
Well, exactly. I mean, except for, you know, before we invented antibiotics, it just wasn't around much.
I know. It is amazing. I want to go a little long here because when I come back, I want you to give the naturopathic approaches. I want to talk about vitamins and nutraceuticals and stuff like that. Thomas R. Scott brings up a good point on Facebook. He says that when he worked at a company called Nature Plus, they were proponents of the belief that probiotics blends could benefit people who had acne. Is there any evidence that the gut, because we know that there's linkage to autism and digestive issues, there's linkages to digestive issues and all sorts of diseases. Now, the notion that the digestive system plays a larger role in the etiology of many diseases, starting from the mouth all the way down to the colon. I mean, we're talking about the whole system. Is there any evidence that probiotics benefit people with acne?
You know, I haven't seen the research on acne and probiotics, but we're like a big bagel. You know, we're a circle with a big tube in it. And everything from our esophagus and intestines, it connects to our skin. And every skin condition, whether we're talking about acne or eczema or psoriasis, you name it, if you treat the gut, it's going to fold its way over onto the skin. And it works. And that's how we treat it all. And it's great.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's start talking about nutraceuticals, vitamins, and so on and so forth. Let's go ahead and plug your website also, Jared. What's your website?
It's naturopathicanswer.com, and we'll put that up on the Facebook page, so make sure everybody's on your Facebook page.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Jared Skowron. We're talking about naturopathic approaches to dealing with acne. Acne is a terrible problem. You know, lots of people have ailments and you can hide them. But when you have facial acne, you can't hide it. And most of us are, you know, to some degree, we have some vanity. We want to look nice. And dealing with acne is got to be problematic. And so hopefully this show, the 2 hours that we're doing here, gives people some answers that they can experiment with and get some results. Okay, Dr. Skowron, we know that there's lots of magic in things like vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C. Do any of these cross over to helping people with acne?
They do, and the one that I see out of those you listed is vitamin A, especially because all the pharmaceuticals that are out there to treat acne are vitamin A agonists. Now, they're a little bit different than vitamin A, so they work a little bit faster, but then you've got all the toxic side effects. And I just threw up on your website there, isotretinoin, which is the major vitamin A agonist to treat acne, actually increases your risk of heart disease, because it increases your homocysteine levels.
Really?
Yeah. So I've got a study here that within 45 days of taking isotretinoin, you're going to double your homocysteine levels, and that is your marker of vascular inflammation.
Okay, now a question. Does vitamin A increase homocysteine levels, but slowly?
No.
Okay.
Right. It's just the drug. So vitamin A, I mean, vitamin A can be toxic at high doses, but vitamin A.
For people
a
who don't understand what an agonist is, if vitamin A had a receptor, an agonist will get into that receptor as good as vitamin A, correct?
Exactly. It's a term for a drug that does the same thing.
Right. Okay. And when we talk about vitamin A, we're really not talking about beta carotene, because there's lots of evidence that beta carotene does not convert to vitamin A, to active vitamin A, in many individuals. Is that correct, or am I wrong about that?
No, definitely. And even for the people where it does convert, it just does not convert in the amounts that we want to use. So eating all your carrots is not going to help increase your vitamin A levels to where we need to get it.
Talking about vitamin A for a little bit longer, I had, and I'm sorry I can't think of his name right now, it'll come to me after the show, But the gentleman who runs the Vitamin D Council has been on my show a couple times, and we've talked about ratios of D to A. There are some people out there who think that if you're taking A, you must take D with it, and the ratios should be 10 to 1 or 10 to 4 or somewhere in there, vitamin D to vitamin A. I personally, and I said this at the beginning of the show, I want to say this during this part of the show as well, I personally take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, and I take 10,000 IUs of active vitamin A three times a week as opposed to daily. So I'm getting 70,000 units of D and 30,000 units of A a week. Do you think that's a mistake? That's a good place to start? What's your opinion?
Well, I love that dose of vitamin D. That's what I really suggest to all of my adult patients. But that dose, you know, if you've got a high level already, you should get your vitamin D levels checked. So go to your doctor and have them test the vitamin D levels. But if you're low, and I'll tell you, all of my patients are low, because A, I'm up in New England where there's less sun, but also B, nobody's outside anymore. Everybody's at work. Everybody's at home. If you do have low vitamin D levels, that 10,000 IU is a great place to start. And that's a great vitamin A dose as well. I'll usually boost people with about a 100,000 or 200,000, bolus dose, maybe twice a year, and then do what you're doing.
Okay. Now, what about the A? Too much A is no good, right?
Yeah, too much A is no good. Even too much D is no good. But we have to find where that happy medium is.
So should people also get vitamin A levels tested as well if they're supplementing?
I think so. You know, and that's just a regular blood test that your regular lab will do, and insurance will pay for it. So, you know, any of my patients come into my office, we do a full boat of nutritional analysis through a standard lab.
And if you are taking vitamin A supplementally, what are the ranges that you like to see in people for optimal vitamin A activation?
Well, when it comes to testing, each lab is going to have a different reference range. And I usually like to get it, I believe, around 100, depending on the lab. But then when you're dosing, you know, depending on your age, you know, anywhere in between 5,000 and 10,000 a day is good, or a few times a week like you're doing. But again, that bolus dose of 100,000 or 200,000 just one time really boosts people's level up so they can start to feel better.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, what kind of results have you seen with supplementing with vitamin A to treat acne, and what kind of doses do people start out with?
Well, you know, vitamin A works pretty well with acne. Again, it doesn't work as well as the pharmaceuticals, but I usually combine it with niacinamide because that's
really?
What I've seen. Oh, it's got more research than any other supplement that I've seen.
Nicotinic acid we're talking about, right? Niacin.
Yep, vitamin B3.
But that's the real stuff, the flushing, the stuff that flushes you, not the salt or the potassium version of the real nicotinic acid.
You know, I've seen it all work, and you also use it topically. And the research shows is just as effective as antibiotics.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you could get a topical nicotinic acid,
yeah,
is that something that's prescribed that compounding pharmacists make?
Well, compounding pharmacists can make it. You can also get it as a supplement.
Really?
It's fantastic. I'll put the name up on the Facebook site.
Yeah,
we use it all the time with all of our acne patients, and it works great.
So taking oral vitamin A, in what kind of doses would you suggest people with acne to start
again,
out?
Again, I will do a bolus dose of 100,000 IUs. You take it one time, twice a year, and then follow up with about 5,000 IUs a day. But again, get the testing done just to check your levels.
Sure. To make sure that if you're not deficient in vitamin A or you know, and you have really adequate levels, then taking bolus doses isn't going to do anything for you.
Right.
Correct? Okay. And then using the nicotinic acid, or how did you pronounce it?
Nicotinic acid or nicotinamide.
Nicotinamide.
Topical.
And then they use that topically every day after they wash their face or something?
Yep. They'll use that topically every day. They'll also take it orally as well. And it really helps because it decreases inflammation.
Huh. Interesting. Now, when taking it orally, doses above 100 milligrams at a time can cause flushing, but that goes away the more often you take it.
Exactly.
What kind of doses do you recommend that people take, and should they take it with food or on an empty stomach?
Usually I'll have it done with about 50 milligrams a day. But again, you can start to increase after that as long as you don't get the flushing and the flushing goes away. When it comes to B vitamins, I like to get it absorbed so you can do it on an empty stomach, but some people kind of get a little nauseous or upset stomach when they take B vitamins, so you can take that with a meal.
Okay. What other supplements do you recommend as a protocol for dealing with acne?
My second line, after the B3, if the B3 doesn't do it for you, that usually means it's not an inflammatory process, but it's the hormonal process. And one way that we get those androgen levels down is with pantothenic acid. So people can take vitamin B5 in mega, mega doses, 10 milligrams a day. And that will help a lot of that acne you were talking about.
Okay, so now I want to understand this. Now, does B5 reduce androgen levels, androgen activity, or does it reduce 5-alpha reductase?
That's a great question. I don't know where it's physiologically working, but I do know that people that don't respond to the nicotinamide respond to the pantothenic.
Okay, 5 milligrams. This is interesting. If that reduces the 5-alpha reduction of androgens, then you have just given lots of men out there who are on hormone replacement therapy,
right,
and having problems with DHT side effects, which include male pattern baldness and acne and so on, a go-to approach, because if they go to a doctor, he wants to put them on a finasteride type product, which is very dangerous. It has a 50-year half-life in the body. Your libido will be gone in days. It's terrible stuff. Terrible stuff. So I'm going to have to do some research on B6, or maybe any of the Superhuman Radio henchmen out there that are listening to the show, maybe you could go to Highwire and PubMed and start looking at, B5.
Right.
Its activity on androgen. If it blocks the androgen receptor, I'm not too happy about that. But if it stops the 5-alpha reduction of the androgens, that's really exciting.
It is. And you know what? I'm looking right now on PubMed, and I can't seem to find anything real quick. But again, it'd be really interesting to see what people know about it out there, because people usually take B5 to affect their cortisol and stress levels. But if you're affecting those hormones, odds are you're going to be affecting other hormone production as well.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so then they'd start out taking 10 milligrams of B5 a day, and that should affect the hormonal reason behind the acne. How long does it take for that to start working?
Again, anytime you need to see changes in the skin, you've got to give it at least a month to see what's going on.
So you'd have to give the nicotinic acid and vitamin A a month to see if you notice any changes. If that doesn't work, then would you stop the nicotinic acid and vitamin A and just go to B5, or would you add the B5 in?
No, I'd switch it over. If you're not seeing any changes after a month, you've given it enough trial to see what's going to happen.
Okay, and then go to B5. Okay.
When we come back, I found an interesting animal study on pantothenic acid.
Perfect. That's great. Okay. Please plug your website again before we go into the break.
No problem. Have people go to 100naturalremedies.com.
Yeah, that's a great book, by the way. 100naturalremedies.com. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research
Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so you found something on vitamin B5, is that correct?
I did. I actually found 2 animal studies, and I'm sure there's more out there. And let me read the results to you. What they did in the first study is they had some animals, and they fed one animal or one group of animals a normal diet, and they fed another group of animals a diet without pantothenic acid, which is vitamin B5. And the group that was deficient in pantothenic acid had reduced sperm motility, they had reduced testosterone, and they had reduced corticosterone. Now that's the first study. The second study says that the results clearly demonstrate that pantothenic acid supplementation stimulates the adrenal cells to secrete corticosterone and to secrete progesterone, as well as inducing adrenal responsiveness to ACTH and prolactin.
Well, I can tell you something. Progesterone reduces the production of 5-valvuloreductase. I know this for sure.
Right.
In fact, the finasteride molecule looks almost identical to the progesterone molecule, with the exception of one small side chain, one molecule extra.
Sure. Sure.
So progesterone is well known to promote a reduction in dihydrotestosterone.
There you go.
So this means that the probably some larger doses. Now, is 10 milligrams of B5 a safe dose to take ongoing, or is that just a rescue type of a dose?
I actually made a mistake in the amount that I gave, and one of your listeners put that on Facebook, so I wanted to thank Nick for putting that up. It's actually 10 grams, which is the effective treatment dose that you want to use.
10,000 milligrams.
Exactly. Now, I wouldn't go using that for a long period of time, but you can bolus that for a couple weeks and see how your body does.
Where could you get 10 grams? I mean, let's see. B5, I wonder what size tablets it even comes in.
You know, there are a handful of supplements out there that are high-dose B5, but you'll be taking a lot of supplements all at once to really kind of get that. I'm going online right now to find the B5 that that I use in my practice, and it's only a 500 milligram cap.
Okay, so two of them would be 1,000, so you'd have to take 20 of them to get 10 grams.
Yeah, exactly. And again, this isn't all the time that you're going to be doing this, but in order to help get rid of this acne that's not responding to your nicotinamide.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. And for those people who just want to reduce the effects of 5-alpha-reductase by increasing progestogenic activity, you could just maybe take a couple grams a day on ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so assuming that the first approach didn't work and the second approach didn't work, what do you do with somebody then?
Well, there's two things. And the first thing I wanted to mention is going back to the diet. Not only do food sensitivities increase your risk of inflammation and acne, but so does sugar.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Decreasing the amount of sugar by having somebody go on a low glycemic load or a low glycemic index diet has got some research behind it that says it decreases acne by good percentages.
I wonder if, you know, sugar, it really is poison, by the way.
Huh.
But I wonder if that's where the linkage between the probiotic, the gut flora, comes in too, because sugar is also known to be very, very disruptive to gut flora as well.
Exactly.
So I'm just. I mean, I know it's a stretch. It's like this sugar is responsible for so many things, and the production of lots of pro-inflammatory hormones as well.
It will, and you know, sugar will actually change the ratio of your saturated fat on your skin surface. And so you're reducing saturated fat on your skin just by taking and reducing the amount of sugar in your diet.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep, and the research is there. I'll send you the research study that talks about it. And that's how they assume that it was helping the acne is by, you know, giving more monounsaturated fatty acids on the skin.
Aside from the topical nicotinamide, is there any other topicals that you like for people that helps to reduce inflammation or create an environment that is beneficial to reduce acne?
Well, the other topicals I use are really herbal, so I might use some tea tree with people or some rosemary or maybe even some juniper oil or some black walnut. They act as anti-inflammatories. They also act as astringents, and they'll also act as antimicrobials. So, you know, you've got some bacteria there. They're not the cause, but getting rid of them can help people with really severe acne.
Okay. All right. Tea tree has been around for a long time now.
Sure.
I mean, in a variety of different topical applications. What does tea tree actually do? Is it an antimicrobial, did you say?
It is an antimicrobial, and it'll kill anything. I mean, we use it for bacteria. We use it for yeast and fungus and people who have, you know, athlete's foot or onychomycosis. It's really great stuff.
Since the inflammation causes pore to be able to get clogged by closing it off. Is it not a good idea to use topicals that are thick, like let's say coconut oil, which, you know, coconut oil also is an antimicrobial, antibacterial, but it's also very thick. Is that not a good idea?
Yeah, I would tend to avoid that. And, you know, even though it's natural, it does have its fair number of saturated fats in there. And its thickness, and I wouldn't want people to make their acne worse.
Okay. All right, very good. So really, we cannot use any of these nutraceutical or herbal approaches without first starting with some form of an elimination diet, eliminating certain things from the person's diet to identify or at least get them in a position where their biology is in harmony, so to speak.
You've got to treat the cause of disease, and there's nothing more than we do every day than eat and drink. And it just hurts so many people, whether it's the sugar, whether it's the processed dairy, and it's affecting people's entire lives.
Yeah, it really is terrible. When you work with somebody who's suffering with acne, and obviously it's very painful for them emotionally, because you can, like I said at the beginning of the show too, it's one of the things that you can't hide. You can't hide your face if you have, you know, I know people who panic because they have one pimple on their face, you know, that they have to go out with it like that. And then women, especially because of the way they're viewed in society, to have acne is very tough on a person emotionally. How long, when they work with you, do they usually take to come out the other end and be acne free?
Let me give you an example of one of my patients who has really bad acne. She is about 40 years old, and she has food sensitivity, inflammation, acne. And like you said, you can't get away from it. It's right on your face. And her job is to be out there with people. And even though we try and look behind it, we're humans and we judge a book by its cover. And so it's for her work that she needs to get rid of this. So we did her food sensitivity testing. And it turned out that wheat was her problem. And again, I usually see dairy, but
that doesn't surprise me either.
Oh yeah. And so within a month, her acne was completely gone. And she is ecstatic. And she now knows that she has full control over it because she'll go to a party or it'll be the holidays and she'll have some cake or whatever, some bread or pasta or what have you, and the acne comes back. And so it's so solidifying for her because she sees it. She makes her choice. She has the wheat. Her acne comes back. She makes her choice. She doesn't eat the wheat, and her acne goes away. So it's really strengthening for her because she knows exactly what's causing it. She's proved it to herself time and time again. But within a month, we can get rid of the majority of acne.
Do you think that it's worth for somebody to go to like Life Extension Foundation and buy the IgG, IgA food sensitivity test kit? It's a test for several hundred different food sensitivities and apply that at all?
Yeah, I like the IgG food test. I have patients get that on my website. And, no test is 100% accurate, but it's a great springboard to use and say, hey, you know what? Maybe this test shows that I'm inflammatory to these other foods, which might be a little bit more rare. So it's good for a lot of patients who need some motivation.
Do you think that patient that you were talking about a moment ago who responded well to eliminating wheat would have shown in a food allergy test that she was allergic to wheat?
Oh, she did.
So
we did the testing. The IgG came back positive for wheat, and it was off the charts, and that's why we started with that one, and it worked.
And you sell the you also sell that on your website, you said, the food allergy test?
Yes.
And give that website. I know it's different than the 100 Natural Remedies.
It's the 100naturalremedies.com.
Oh, okay.
100naturalremedies.com. Okay. We've actually got a bunch of testing on there. So people who want to get amino acid test or heavy metal testing or porphyrin testing or food testing, it's there for people to grab.
That's a great place to start for all of you out there who are troubled with acne, because the elimination diet, you may be eliminating things out of your diet that are not the culprits at the end of the day. So that could actually help you zero in on which way to go and what to possibly eliminate first and foremost. So clearly, the message here today from both guests is you must start with nutrition when dealing with acne. And I think that's counterintuitive. I think most people don't think nutrition plays any role in acne whatsoever, or it may be a small role at best.
Yeah, that's how we're raised. You know, people don't think anything except for calories when it comes to nutrition, but you are what you eat. I mean, it's such an old adage, but it's true. Everything that you eat, the body's going to react to and can cause problems.
Yeah, there you go. We've come to the end of the show. I hope that those of you out there who suffer with acne, or if you know someone who suffers with acne and you send them a link to the show, I hope that something in here helps them remedy this problem. And obviously, you could always reach out to the two guests today. Dr. Scourin's website is 100natural, and that's 100naturalremedies.com. And the only way to reach Jim Marlowe right now, because he does not have a website, is his email address, which is riff, and the remedy at gmail.com. Dr. Scourin, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks, Carl. It's great to be here. We'll do it again.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
So there you have it. Like I said, I hope somebody gets something good out of this. We've got great shows planned for you tomorrow and the rest of the week. Casual Friday will be on this week. We were preempted last week by the Breeders' Cup, but we will be on this week, so don't miss that. Elisa Profumo's got a lot of great nutritional idiocy that we're going to be talking about. See you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.